This is Jack DeJohnette inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open this program with Oneness from the CD Sound Travels featuring drummer Jack DeJohnette. We were able to catch up with Jack and spend a bit of time talking with him when we were at the Newport Jazz Festival. We had such a great time talking that we had to stretch out the conversation to another half hour. This show features part two of our interview with Jack DeJohnette. Right now, enjoy Oneness, featuring Bobby McFerrin on vocals and percussion, and on this cut, Jack DeJohnette on piano. Thank you. That was Oneness from Jack Gizinet's CD, Sound Travels, featuring Bobby McFerrin on vocals and percussion, Luisto Quintera on percussion, and Jack Gizinet on piano. We continue now with our chat with Jack Gizinet. We pick up as he discusses the music, musicians, and producer on his CD, Sound Travels, and he does this through talking about each song and the background of each song and the involvement of his musicians.
I went upstate New York to the clubhouse with Bob and Dave Darlington, our engineer, and I did some solo piano things. And the first piece, which features the something called a resonating bell, which I designed with the Sabian Symbol Company. And that sort of starts the CD off in a neutral place, so that rather than starting with one of the other pieces, you get a neutral place, and it brings you into the album, so the sound travels that all the tracks represent. And then I did this last piece called Home, which I didn't have a title, but Bob said, man, that reminds me of home. And it's basically dedicated to great pianist, South African pianist and composer Abdullah Ibrahim and South Africa. So, and, you know, it's got a churchy feeling too, so it's kind of like a home. It's like calm me down and ground everybody, and so
it's it was a nice spot to end the album.
Yeah, we thought so.
It really was. You did have a feeling of going through, and you taking us on like a little journey, in a sense. Yes,
and this was, the idea wasn't trying to prove anything by, like complicated writing. It's just something that I think that everybody could get to get into. And it was something that, Miles Davis said, one thing he loved about me was the grooves I played. Jackie played grooves that he just loved to play over. So I thought, well, let me celebrate that on this record, and that's what I did.
Now you play drums and piano, but tell us a little bit about how you started your musical journey, when you started piano, started drums, and so on.
Well,
what got you started?
I was born in Chicago in 1942, and I started on piano because that's what, kids did at that time. So I had a classical piano teacher and played some of the classical repertoire, and then when I was a teenager I started singing. I sang a cappella doo-wop things, and then when I got to high school, well, actually it was Fats Domino that got me back into piano. Sort of playing piano and Ahmad Jamal. Ahmad Jamal Live to Persian. And was a recording that got me into Ahmad, but also Vernell Fournier, who was a member of the trio with Israel Crosby on the bass. So those two things sort of happened simultaneously.
Yes.
So that's when I got into drums. I was playing concert drums in the concert band in high school. So I started to get into the drums a little more, and I started to get them where I could play equally as well on the drums as piano. And my uncle was a jazz DJ. His name was Roy Wood, and he sort of made a name for himself. He eventually became a vice president of the National Black Network of Broadcasters. And he also had a syndicated column on radio called One Man's Black Opinion and Run and Tell That. Now Run and Tell That. And he's also in the Smithsonian. Anyway, he was loved jazz, and through him I started listening to the records, got more deeper into jazz. And to kind of condense everything, you know, I started working on drums and piano and got hired by Eddie Harris to play drums with him for a while. And eventually I decided to go to New York to play both instruments, but got hired when I was there by John Patton, and I started working with him, and you know, the rest is kind of history. The grapevine in New York, you know, sort of put my name out there, and eventually I started working with some of the, you know, the legends of jazz, you know, Jackie McLean, Coltrane, and Charles Lloyd Quartet, Freddie Hubbard, and the great singers, since you sing Abby Lincoln, Betty Carter, Gloria Lynn. I actually played once with Mahalia Jackson.
And now, Indigo Dreamscapes.
Thank you.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard Indigo Dreamscapes from Jack DeJohnette's CD Sound Travels, featuring Jason Moran on piano, Esperanza Spalding bass, Tim Rees tenor sax, Luisto Quintero percussion. We continue now with part two of our conversation with Jack DeJohnette. What are some of your major influences on drums, or do you feel you've... I know you mentioned some...
Well, yeah, I mean... Kenny Clark, Art Taylor, you know... who else? Art Blakey, Max... let's see, who else? Tony Williams, Rashid Ali, the late Paul Modian, and Andrew Sorrell, and some of the drummers from Motown also.
Oh yeah,
you know, I love that the grooves they got in Motown. Bernard Purdy is the name, another, and Zigaboo. Motel East, you know.
Okay.
Just those are some of the people that influenced me. But, you know, I was influenced by other musicians on other instruments as well. So, you know, Mingus and Monk, Miles, Coltrane. Let's see, who else? Jackie McLean. And McCoy Tyner, Freddie Hubbard, just to name a few. Abdul Ibrahim, Duke Ellington. Anyway.
Oh yeah. Well, this is great. Now, what are you looking forward to? What do you see down the line? Anything new coming up that you're looking forward to doing or
well,
planning on?
Well, it's a busy year. You know, I'm playing Newport and. Earlier this year, actually, I actually got another award from Copenhagen. It's called the Jazz Award, along with the trumpeter and composer Palle Mikkelberg, who actually wrote a special album, orchestral arrangement for Miles, which is called Aurora. Aura, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I went over and played a concert there with Spanish pianist and composer Chano Dominguez and Jerome Harris, who plays with me on a regular basis in my group and other projects. Put together a special Jack DeJohnette 70th birthday trio featuring Chick Corea and Stanley Clark, and we went out in the late summer or early summer to the Midwest and played some dates out in Oregon, Seattle, and California. We'll be playing again in September at the Yoshi's in San Francisco from the 5th to the 8th, and then we'll be playing Napa Valley concert there on the 9th, and then on the 10th we'll be playing Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And then after that I'm going to be playing Monterey with my group, and then an all-star trio with Pat Metheny and Christian McBride, and then a duo performance with the great guitarist and composer Bill Frisell. And then I'm going, after that, going to Europe with my group to do a tour from the end of September to October 14th, then I come back and have some time off, and then I'll do a couple of nights at Jazz Lincoln Center with McCoy Tyner, celebrating Coltrane. And then I'll go to London to do the London Jazz Festival with my group, and then some dates in Scotland, and then finish off the year with a concert at the New Jersey Center for Performing Arts with Keith Jarrett Trio. So I just came back from a tour with the trio in Europe. last month.
So you're just going to be a busy person for quite a
while. Busy year, and then I'll settle down.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room, Jack DeJohnette. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing.
Yes.
I also appeared on three tracks of Esperanza's Radio Music, Radio Music Society.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that was fun to be a part of that. And also one of her videos, which comes with the with the package.
Beautiful.
So, okay.
Well, thank you very much. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You are listening now to Home from Jack DeJohnette's CD, Sound Travels. This piece features Jack DeJohnette on piano. This ends our two-part series interview with Jack DeJohnette. We love hearing from you. You may email your questions and comments through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. There you'll see photos of Jack DeJohnette and a direct link to his website, jackdejohnette.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.